Hi, you're listening to Angelo Pizzotti, the gay man's therapist, and this is a short podcast on this week's Ask Angelo. All right, well, I'm back with more great gay advice with Ask Angelo at askangelo.com, the first place to come for gay advice. And I'm having such a great time because it's just so unexpected to have all these wonderful requests for more podcasts. Didn't know anyone was listening, and it's great to know that there are. So today, we're trudging forward with another fresh podcast on family and the holidays. Now, I know the holidays, depending upon what time of year you're listening to, may not be around, but I think the point in here can be taken, you know, at any time of year, dealing with families, which is often stressful for gay people. So this reader writes, "Dear Angelo, it's the holidays again, and I always dread having to go to my in-laws. Do you have any suggestions to have a pleasant time? Signed, the in-laws." And I write, "Dear the in-laws, a Chinese proverb said, we count our miseries carefully and accept our blessings without much thought. In the season of Thanksgiving," now this was written, of course, around Thanksgiving, but I think the practice of gratitude and giving thanks is so powerful, and we can use this as a daily practice. It doesn't have to be Thanksgiving. So in the spirit of Thanksgiving, perhaps, take the time to stop and give thanks for all that's good in your life each day. Yes, it can be stressful to spend time with family, including in-laws, especially for us gay folks. We can regress into old childhood patterns of behaving when we're around family, and there's always that one relative who can make us crazy, like Aunt Jan, or whoever, I'm just making that up. I call the holidays the holidays. That's H-O-L-I-D-A-Z-E, a wonderful term coined by the Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith over at Agape in Los Angeles. But resist trying to change things at these family therapy sessions, I mean holiday gatherings. Instead, try to accept people as they are, enjoying them as best you can. Be authentically yourself, too, a gay man. It's fine to set limits by leaving when you're ready. It's also fine to set boundaries against any homophobia that may come at you. But whenever you can, count your blessings. Appreciate the people in your life and tell them that you love them. To me, being with those you love is the spirit and the point of the holidays. After all, someday they may not be around. Now, I'm not trying to guilt you, but rather inspiring you to make lemonade out of lemons. Now, I'm not so sure where we're going in this country in terms of family values. Not only do we battle hateful homophobia by the religious right at every moment, but in spite of advanced technology like voicemail, texting, and email, we seem to be getting more disconnected all the time. We're losing precious face-to-face time. I saw an ad for Thanksgiving dinner in less than 60 minutes. I mean, why rush it? Perhaps it's not profitable to take it slow, as time is money. More and more stores are open on Thanksgiving, and the day after is a huge shopping day. But what are our priorities as a nation? I was in Mexico recently, and I saw many families packed onto the beach. It was an ordinary Sunday afternoon there in Puerto Vallarta, family day. A fair share of young children were freely running around nude, happily playing. Salsa was blaring, and picnics ensued that included some authentic Corona and homemade tequila. I was struck by this gathering scene, and it literally stopped me in my tracks. I was reminded that in this country we might consider such revelry a lazy waste of time. Perhaps some would have sent social services to investigate possible child abuse by neglectful alcoholic parents. But there was something natural and beautiful about the scene that didn't qualify as any of those bad things in my mind. In fact, it seemed quite wonderful. Most of all, I noticed that everyone had a smile. The Mexicans didn't seem angry and depressed. I thought, indeed, more together time, community, is what Americans are missing. So you can find me at askangelo.com. Be sure to look for my new book, Straight Acting, Gay Men, Masculinity, and Finding True Love, available now at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, and through my website. Thank you so much for listening. Keep emailing with your comments and suggestions and questions, and I'll be sure to address them here. Thank you, and for now, I'm out.